This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Next month, Grand Junction's airport will lose an important airline and destination. CPR's Western Seoul reporter Stina Sieg has more.
Starting January 9th, Delta will stop serving Grand Junction Regional Airport. This means the city will no longer have nonstop service to Salt Lake City, a popular hub for connections. Airport Executive Director Angela Padalecki says the airport worked hard to try to change Delta's mind.
And in defense of the airline, you know, they have to make hard decisions right now. I'm hopeful they'll be back at some point in the future.
Padalecki says passengers coming to and from the West will have to transfer in other cities like Phoenix and Denver. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
The director of El Paso County's Public Health Department will step down at the end of the month. Dr. Robin Johnson has filled the role for almost 4 years, much of which has been spent fighting COVID-19. In a letter to the Gazette, Johnson says she will pursue other professional opportunities and wants to focus on her family. The paper says Johnson's agency has often been at odds with the Board of County Commissioners, which is against mask and vaccine mandates. A little piece of joy this morning. For more than 2 days, a black cat named Panther was perched on top of a 36-foot utility pole in Aurora. Panther stayed up there despite his owner's efforts to bring him down. They even called the utility company for help, but it's the company's policy to let cats make their own way down. Eventually, firefighters dispatched a ladder and were finally able to rescue the little guy. Owner Kimberly Medina says Panther will never be allowed outside again. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. And thank you for joining us this afternoon. We will continue with Here and Now coming up next.